Hi everyone, it's December in Canada and the snow's falling. I love this time of year because it reminds me to look back on the learnings of the year and prioritize how I'll do things differently next year. To my listeners, I hope that you may benefit from my experiences and I encourage you to share your learnings with those around you. And if you want to connect after this message, you can always reach out to me. My name is Saf Hussein. You can find me on LinkedIn. What am I most proud of this year? My organization has built a program to systematically and continuously listen to the feedback of the frontline team at my company. There are 15,000 frontline agents. They represent half the company workforce, and they're the employees in direct contact with their customers. They're truly the heartbeat of our organization. We've set up a program where they can submit ideas, and on a quarterly basis, we celebrate top contributors and implement at least one of the ideas. This has resulted in millions in savings to date. What was the challenge to overcome? Selling the concept to executives that employees are creative and innovative. When given the resources and time, employees will do things that will make a lasting difference to the bottom line, and more importantly, the culture of the organization. When asked to submit ideas versus be given the resources to implement the ideas that people have, we observe that people are more willing to share ideas when they know they'll get the support to advance their ideas and the recognition of the ideas that they're submitting. How are we doing things differently? We've built a program to ignite and enable the innovative spirit of our employee base. We did this by setting our focus on the user, in this case, the frontline agents. We took the time to understand the reality, how we could listen and support them in a sustainable way. It was the simple things, like making the program for them and by them. Only they could submit, vote, and comment ideas, nobody else. We made the intake form short because they only have a few minutes to submit their ideas when they have them. So what trends do I see in corporate innovation in 2020? Personally, I don't like trends. By definition, they're not long-term, nor are they sustainable. I do notice, however, that for many years of investing in innovation teams where a small group of people are paid to figure out the next billion-dollar idea, I do see companies are getting back to basics and focusing on sustainable programs that empower the employee base with the resources they need to drive change, thus giving the organization not a small innovation team, but rather a committed innovation workforce. If there's one thing to take away, it's that we should not ask our employees to be innovative. Rather, we should create an environment that enables their innovative spirit within to be released. I hope that you found this helpful on your innovation journey. And if you want to leave a message or connect with me, you can always reach out on LinkedIn at Saf Hussein. Happy New Year, everyone.